You're listening to A Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my first guest today must have brought the sunshine. So welcome Los Angeles-based artist and activist Lindsay Carone.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here. So you've got a solo exhibit opening this weekend at the Canvas, downtown Juno. The exhibit is called Connection Point. What is the connection point?
It's actually a question that I'm presenting to myself. Connection Point is an opportunity for me to go back 7 years in my life and tie together the travels that I've done in Kenya, Mexico, and Alaska. And so Connection Point to me is kind of a query. It's an exploration for me to see why these places have called to me so vividly, to the point where I will spend months in these places and let go of the rest of my life, and also return again and again and again. And so you'll see artwork from these past journeys and three different places and how it all ties together.
Very interesting. I am curious about what might be some of the common threads. But you spent several years in Alaska, Southeast, all over Alaska, and you were selected in 2016 by the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute in Juneau to illustrate three ancient creation stories of the Tlingit. How were those received?
I believe they were extremely well received and continue to be. And it was one of the most exciting moments of my artistic career. First of all, what a privilege to come in as an outsider and illustrate these oral traditions of the Tlingit people. And I took that to heart and loved the back and forth that I had between my advisors so that I could really be accurate with the depiction of the people and these stories that are cherished by so many.
I really love the work in those books, and they are available to purchase at the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute, and we'll see some of that work on Friday as part of your exhibit. Also, for the last 3 years, you have been the artist in residence with U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in the National Wildlife Refuges and Alaska's Native Communities. So tell us about that. What was that experience like for you?
Sure. So 3 years ago, I received a residency through Voices of Wilderness, and that's quite common in the artistic community up here in Alaska, and it places artists within these park systems in Alaska and working, you know, side by side with the stewards of these lands. And I received a residency with Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, and so I was paired with U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and it was at a perfect time because the Gwich'in people were having their biannual gathering. And so I got to spend half of my time in Arctic Village and the other half in the wilderness of Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. And it was absolutely perfect for the practices that I had already been doing up to that point, which featured portraiture and really getting to know people by kind of living side by side with them and just listening to their stories and then depicting them in portraiture and how they connect to the land. And so I got to do that while I was up there, and it was so well received that they had me back the following year to travel up to Kaktovik on the Arctic coast and feature the Inupiaq Eskimos and their way of life. And then we continue on with the project, and I've been really blessed to work with people who are very inspired by the work and find it to be important to, when we're looking at wilderness, not look at it as a separate thing from humanity, but as we're really connected to wilderness, and humanity is innately connected to the earth. And so the work has really, for me, been about remembering that, about remembering our deep connection to the earth and coming back into balance by respecting and looking upon these cultures and these people who have been doing it for thousands of years.
It's easy to forget that connection, especially when you're not in it every day in the wilderness, living in the wilderness. So how did these experiences in Alaska shape your art, your direction? Was this after Kenya and Mexico, or before, or in between?
All of the above. I would say Alaska's, completely changed my life in so many ways, and continues to. And for my artistic practice, it's really given me a strong direction, and that direction being human connection to the earth and to me, now all of my art is based on that premise, is just a reminder, a promise that, you know, really what we're dealing with in today's age is about that disconnect. And so how can we be inspired by visuals, even in a moment, just to feel those things again, feel that connection? And so I think Alaska for me has just been that deep remembering inside of myself. And you go into the most remote places in this state too is such a privilege, you know, to be flown in or boated into, you know, these just wilderness, pure wilderness places, and then some of the most remote villages is incredible and definitely inspiring, challenging, and pushes me to my limits. Then that's translated in my artwork. And I'm always thinking about it. I'm back home in Los Angeles at my desk, and I'm drawing pictures of Alaska all the time.
It's a really inspiring landscape. As you worked as artist in residence, did you have a final piece, a final commission? What of your artwork have you left behind in all these places?
Sure. So for each project, I complete a final piece that's owned by the U.S. government and used for education and outreach. And so each location receives an art piece that features at least two different elders of the different places that I've visited. So the villages choose the elders they'd like to feature in the artwork. And each piece has portraits of the elders and then all of the other things that I've learned from that location, from that land, the animals, the resources, and how it's all woven together. And I draw them upon traditional topographic maps of Alaska, so it automatically has a context and a place.
So your work, I wanted to mention that your images are actually on our website right now. Not the work that you just described, but some similar pieces are online. So folks can go to ktoo.org/juno-afternoon and take a look at those and get kind of a preview of what your style is like. And I looked at some of your stuff on your website, too. So I think some of the pieces that you're describing, the portraits over the maps, really impressive work. I just loved it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So you are described as an artist and an activist, and your artwork is going to be on exhibit here soon. And but does it reflect your activism? What do you want people to understand about that aspect? How is it reflected in your work?
Sure. So this art show, I'm really, really grateful for the opportunity to just explore with the canvas. And it's a very intimate art show. I described it as basically opening up my travel journals and diving in. And so you'll see drawings, you'll see portraits, you'll see photographs, and I'll also have videos on display on the opening night. And so it's kind of a journey along with me on the course of these explorations. And you'll definitely see an activism element to the work there. And for me, you know, just working in human spaces that have drastic challenges, that brings out the activist element in me, because I care so much about the state of humanity and the pain, whether it's on a grandiose scale or if it's on a single scale, like one person having a lot of pain. Like, what is that, and how can I pay attention to it, and how can I care enough that maybe it leaves some sort of positive impact? And so you'll see that reflected in the work, you know, caring so much that I fall in love with every subject that I draw and that I want to promote their stories, you know, their triumphs and their challenges, because we can relate to those things and we can learn from one another.
People appear to be prominent subjects in your work. You've done over 30 portraits as part of this collection. Is that right? So who are they? Who are they to you?
Oh, my. Who are they to me? They are people who I've met along the way, and some of the encounters have been brief and some of them much longer and deeper. And to me, they are iconic, each and every one of them, because they symbolize something about the human experience, and they've shared from their hearts to mine things that are very personal to them. And so you'll see people from Kenya, from Mexico, from Alaska, all expressing through these portraits. And A lot of them are women as well. I've really, really enjoyed working with women wherever I go in the world and hearing their voices and their stories and feeling their hearts, because I find that women have a different way of connecting to things than men do. And it's not for better or worse, but it's just unique. And I want to hear those voices right now, and I feel like the world's ready to hear those voices too.
What interested you in exhibiting your artwork, this artwork, here in Juneau versus some other location?
Juneau means a lot to me. It's where I got started on my path here in Alaska, and it's where I fell head over heels in love with the land up here. And so coming back here is always a gift, and I've really loved teaching at the Canvas and learning from the people here in Juneau and just exploring this beautiful place. So it feels great to be able to present the work here. And it also feels very right, because a lot of the work will be focused on my trips in Alaska. And so what better audience than Alaskans themselves?
Well, I can't wait to see it. The exhibit opens this Friday at the Canvas, 4:30 to 7 p.m. is the opening reception, and there is a performance at 5:30 p.m. Do you want to talk about that?
Sure. The performance will be a bit of a surprise, but there will be a storytelling element to it, and you'll get to learn a good bit more about some very interesting experiences along my way.
Good. Well, don't miss that at 5:30 at the Canvas. The exhibit runs until September 28th. There's a lot of information and a lot of artwork at lindsaycarone.com. Anything else you'd like to add, Lindsay?
Just that I'm happy to be here, and thank you so much for always welcoming me back.
Thanks for being here.